Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're done. You're absolutely done for the week.
Man, these weeks just fly. They absolutely fly. It's amazing.
Hot stove action going on right toward the end. And it's a sprint to the finish.
Lawrence Holmes is here. The news today that Jose Abreu got sort of a golden parachute kind of deal.
Sure did. Got his nice deal, and now you have him in place. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff, and now you can just go about it. And it doesn't hurt the White Sox because their young guys are so inexpensive for the most part that it's not going to be an issue.
No.
And now they can go on and get on with the business of other things, like finding representative pitching. That would be good. That's
not cheap. Maybe two of them. Maybe a Wheeler, and then maybe a guy you can sign to a one-year deal and
Cole Hamels.
Make good sort of thing. That'd be fine. A Porcello, or maybe even Wade Miley. I keep saying Wade Miley, but that's probably going to be. He's probably going to get himself a 2-3 year deal, something like that. He
pitched
pretty well.
Yeah, but like a guy like Cole Hamels, like come on in here and pitch for a year.
Be fine.
Be totally fine.
Be absolutely fine. And if the idea of that one-year deal is. If he's not pitching well, or if you know injuries pop up or what have you, you have Carlos Rodon to hopefully come back at some point, or you know Dane Dunning to hop back in there, or you know whatever else. Jimmy Lambert can get in there and pitch some starts.
It is nice though when you have a couple of days where you can kind of, even if it's a segment, get away from the Bears because what they are. I mean, I'm going to spend some time on it because Friday we usually get ready for their. Their games on Friday.
Did you hear the Helfrich cut?
I mean,
it's gold.
Whether it's Helfrich or Chase Daniel.
Wow.
how bad is Mitch's confidence? Because all you get all week is guys propping him up. How bad, like how far down the road are we with him not being able to handle this stuff? Do you have to be where everyone can't say anything objective about your play?
I'm tougher on my kids than the Bears are on their quarterback.
You guys both cover the Bears as a beat reporter.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a player rank a Thursday practice?
No.
No, that's a new one.
I'm serious. Both covered good Bears teams and bad Bears teams. You were there every day. Have you ever heard a player rank a Thursday practice?
No, but as far as building confidence, maintaining confidence as a quarterback, the only thing close to this was Rick Meyer. The only thing close to this was Dave Wannstedt and Rick Meyer. And what they
you're right. I remember that.
What they felt they had to do. And he was always using the phrase, build his confidence. You know, make a completion. You know, just get out there and make you know what I'm saying. Make a completion and build his confidence.
But that's at least an admission of that's what you're doing. What the Bears have done over the last couple of days has just been like, I wonder if Mitch looks at them and he's like, I know you're lying to me. Like, I know. I don't know how self-aware he is, but it just seems as if everyone is doing this. And I can't imagine that it feels great because you're just sitting there kind of patting him on the head.
It's Woody and Forky. It keeps getting better every day.
He's self-aware enough to feel this. And I know that because of what it looked like Sunday during the broadcast. That he's self-aware enough to understand that what happened Sunday and putting Chase Daniel in was enough to either look like a benching or was actually a benching. And he got that. You could see it.
And then
you're not able to tell me otherwise.
They spent the week patronizing him the whole week. Oh, you know, he's better. And the beat reporters are like, they're trying in the most respectful way possible to be like, for real?
Yeah.
He's been better? Okay.
Not just that, without a doubt, a lot better.
A lot better. Can you show me what that looks like?
And did you notice the divergence that Nagy said, well, there's some very specific things.
But go back to the Lions game.
Some very specific things. And then Helfrich.
Where he almost outplayed Jeff Driscoll.
Helfrich completely ambushed by this to the point where he laughs.
Yes.
Literally laughs out loud before starting his answer.
And he's like,
he globalizes it. And he's trying to process. Wait, oh, I guess we're lying about Mitch. And that's, I didn't get that memo. And then he's, instead of going specific, does the opposite and makes it, well, it's everybody, and it's a lot of very broad things. Like, come on, both of these can't be true.
At some point, though, this is why I've gained a lot of sympathy for Mitch. Because at some point, he's looking at the tape too, and he's like, "I don't think that's good." But what?
Guy was open.
You know what? This is an offshoot of. This is the what the conclusion, what the next step in is with the great practices. Like, this is the next step in that. Not only do we have great practices all the time, but let me tell you about Thursday. That, of all the great practices that we have, that by far was the greatest practice that we've had on a Thursday in November in Lake Forest.
They are going to write songs about this one.
Why is it? That is the one sport. Brad Biggs mentioned this morning when I'm driving and listening to Mully and Haw. It is the one sport where they're terrified to ever admit they've had anything but a great practice. And you never hear anything about it, unless it's in front of everyone in Bourbonnais. Well, like basketball teams all the time. A hockey team, well, you'll get a snarling coach after an awful practice. You'll get a basketball coach just like, I don't know what we were doing out there. How was shoot around? They weren't even listening.
You'll even get a manager in spring training. Yes. Go, this wasn't it. This wasn't it. They showed up. They felt like it was spring training. They acted like it was spring training. We're going to be out here running PFPs. Suicide squeezes all day and PFPs on the other field all day long tomorrow. You'll even get that.
Yeah, but not and if in a football season, once they have control of all the images, once they have control of every narrative, because you can't see it, you only hear about great practices.
Yes, and every practice is great. So my question is always, Why aren't your great practices translating to Sundays? And if they aren't, then are they really great practices? That if you run out there after having a week, or in the case of the Bears, 10-week great practices, then how is it that you're 4-6 and your offense is dead last in a lot of categories that are important? How do those two things match up? And there isn't a good answer for it. But you're right, Dan. Like, a basketball coach will tell you, our guys were bleep during practice today. Like, I cut practice short because our guys were bleep. Mm-hmm. Baseball managers will tell you that a guy had a terrible start, or we weren't crisp today in what it is that we were doing. Hockey coach will destroy their team for a bad practice. But football, no, everything's great. And you don't know because you weren't there, and it's secret and it's private.
And we see things you can't see anyway.
And football's so complicated. So, yeah, I mean, sure, he overshot that guy by 20 yards, but, come on. That guy underran the route by 20 yards. Oh, he did? Why you still play him?
Well, it's all right.
Well, he has great practices. Really? All right. So you're just going to keep putting Anthony Miller out there then? Then is it really his fault if he keeps running routes too short? Or is it your fault because you keep putting him out there?
Jesper Horsted will redeem us all.
I'm hoping so.
This is going to be the Jesper Horsted.
He gets some PT.
8 catches, 118 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
He gets the one on the corner route, and then gets the other on that the shovel pass, right? The tight end shovel pass.
No, he'll get one up the seam where the corner and safety run into each other and fall down.
Oh.
And then he just gets to waltz into the end zone and do the perfect Jesper Horsted choreographed end zone celebration.
Which I assume is taking a book out and reading it.
It's sitting quietly and reading.
Considering how accomplished of a baseball player he is, maybe he goes swing.
I forgot. We asked him. What did he play? Was it outfield?
Center field.
Center field. That's right.
I did the Eddie Jackson celebrity softball game, the one where Khalil Mack struck out, and we were all afraid to tell him that he struck out.
He didn't know.
Keep swinging, Khalil.
I heard a tip.
He had swung three times and had not connected. And I was like, we're not going to tell him, are we? We're all afraid to tell him that he struck out. And then he kind of dribbled one to the pitcher.
Strike four, strike seven.
Whatever he needs. Yes. But Jesper hit, I believe, five home runs.
That sounds right.
In that game.
That sounds
just
right.
Tatered him up.
Well, we had him on for the Mastroli Award.
I remember.
Actually, we watched a little bit of tape. Dude can hit.
Yeah. He can. So maybe he's got some sort of baseball celebration ready for us if he succeeds in getting into the end zone. And it'll all be a byproduct of great practices all week long. All week.
Really
and
good.
And the best Thursday ever. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Dan, thanks for my wine, man.
Enjoy that one, man.
I appreciate it.
That's the Albarino.
It's a tasty one.
That's your exotic white. Another exotic white.
Yeah, I got one at home. And now she'll be very happy that I brought this one home because that is her jam.
Yeah, it's right there. It's grown in an area that's close enough to the sea that the grapes actually get a little bit of natural salinity to them. And there's all kinds of fruit. And I mentioned this to Cameron Hughes, actually, that I get green apple Jolly Rancher on the nose and on the initial palate on that.
Which is enough for me.
Yep.
Like, that's good. I'm not really a white wine drinker,
but I am
going to enjoy the one glass of this I'm going to be allowed.
That was one of the whitest conversations I've ever heard, ever.
Well, it's white wine. So
there
it is. So I'll bring it home to my exotic white, and we'll see what she thinks about it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.